Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today as we face the issues. We look forward to having your dialogue and discussion about the issue of the day. We're going to be talking about the battle for moral America. The battle for moral America. And by the way, you see that playing out in the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic candidates running for president. I'm thankful we're seeing more and more of them drop out, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. It's our delight to have you on board. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I find it comforting, encouraging, and challenging at the same time, to recognize that as we face the issues, we're not alone. We can face those issues and do battle with the enemy based on the authority of the Word of God. God's Word, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word, is truth. It's the source book of truth. From Genesis through the book of the Revelation, the Bible is truth. In fact, Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He made that statement to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32. And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." I don't have any greater statement that can be made. Jesus says, "I am truth." And if we're looking for truth, we simply need to look to Jesus. But you know, the whole Bible, Genesis 1, 1 through Revelation 22, is the source book of truth. It is truth. And this is the reason Jesus said in John 17, 17, "Thy word is truth." The Word of God is truth from cover to cover. So let me commend the book called the Bible to each and every one of our listeners today. I commend it to you, invite you to study the Word, learn the Word, look to the Word, allow the Word of God to direct your footsteps. And let me remind you again, that telephone number is 831-0917 to get you directly through to our studios and right to our microphones so that we can listen to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. It was George Orwell a number of years ago speaking about truth. He said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that's exactly where we are today in our society, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sad declension, but we're in that declension today where truth is, in fact, let me just put it this way. I've used the term many times that most people can't even spell the word truth. We need to recognize truth and defend the truth. In fact, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer that is known as Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And may I commend that statement to you? That should be the challenge and the charge for every Christian today. That regardless of what happens around us, regardless of what is taking place in the political worldview, regardless of what is happening on the socioeconomic front, regardless of what's taking place with the election process, we need to depend on the Word of God and defend truth. Defending truth will help us make a decision on who we vote for and how we should carry out our lives. It's called a biblical worldview, ladies and gentlemen. Having a biblical worldview, that simply means that we look to the Bible as the first, foremost, and the final authority. Read an article just the other day that was a little bit frightening. It said that out of all Americans, about 7% of Americans have a biblical worldview. Now, that linked with the fact that George Barner in 2018 said that only 4% of the millennials have a biblical worldview. And then across the total spectrum of adults in America, only 7% have a biblical worldview. Perhaps that explains some of the dilemma and the problems that we're faced with in our nation, is not having a biblical worldview. Someone said on one occasion, are you an Arminianist or a Calvinist? I said, neither. I'm a central biblicist. That is, what does the Word of God say? The first, foremost, and final authority is found in the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowners' landscape equipment, power equipment, as well as the professional power equipment. They have a full line of brands like Honda and Echo. They carry a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. They also have a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about hurricane preparedness equipment, as well as power equipment for the lawns and landscape care for the home and for the professional business. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask the question, well, where is that? 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's right where the flag flies. A gigantic 165-foot flagpole with the American flag flying 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, this is not our broadcast today, but before we get into the monologue, the dialogue and discussion on the issue today, and that being the battle for moral America, let me just talk about two headlines. Number one is the top news today is about the coronavirus. In fact, now there's over 100 that have been infected with it in America. There's, I believe the number is either 19 or 20 deaths in America. And so far, all of the deaths are in Washington State. But yet the Democratic Socialist Communist Party have blamed President Trump, although the key mental health and national health officials and the authorities dealing with CDC and the major health officials in America tell us that President Trump has handled this outbreak better than any other president facing the health issues and a health issue crisis in America. And I am in agreement with that. That's exactly what we have found. That's exactly what we're seeing him do, is handling it proficiently, efficiently, and professionally. And ladies and gentlemen, when you realize that we have a desired attempt to blame the coronavirus on our president. How would you blame it on the president? Did he go out and manufacture it? Did he make it? Did he release it into there as he infected the people? And yet we have the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party that's blaming him for the coronavirus with the hope, ladies and gentlemen, of somehow, some way, destroying his election potentiality to be reelected as president of the United States of America. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be in prayer for our president and the realization that there is an attack, and that attack is upon the moral, ethical warp and woof that is the fabric of our nation today. But ladies and gentlemen, the other top of the news headlines today, perhaps you watched, and that's all you could watch yesterday, last night, and in the morning news, but it's a kind of a chaotic scenario now for the Socialist, Marxist, Democratic presidential wannabes. We've had a number of them that have dropped out. Klobuchar dropped out. Bloomberg has dropped out. You'd already had two or three of the others. Pete Buttigieg had dropped out. And multitudes of them then cast their ballots, if you will, and turned their attention toward Bernie and also to Biden. And those are the two that came out with the major headlines as to the Super Tuesday. But I find it fascinating, ladies and gentlemen. Do not have the article before me, but there's an article on online news just yesterday that Biden, Bloomberg, and Bernie had already contributed or paid $446,000 to the superdelegates that will ultimately make the decision at the Democratic National Committee meeting when they, I believe, will have a, still, I believe, will have a brokered convention, because it's going to be a toss-up between Biden and Bernie. I don't believe either one of them will have the 1,900-plus delegates going into the convention to make them the shining star. I believe there's going to be a shakeup and chaos at that event. But nevertheless, those are the two headline news items today. And I think either of them, or both of them, should concern us as Christians, as moral, ethical beings in America today. It should concern us as being conservatives in relationship to where we're going as a nation. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep on praying. Keep praying and asking God to give wisdom to our president. Keep praying and asking God to give wisdom to the conservatives, asking God to give us wisdom as Christians. Because you realize in 2016, I believe it was 31 million Christians that did not vote. 31 million, not 31,000. 31 million Christians failed to vote. So ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, if you've not registered to vote, register. And I urge you, encourage you to vote conservative, vote biblical. Let me just put it that way. Vote biblical. And it's an impossibility to vote for a party that believes in murder by way of abortion. It's an impossibility to vote for a party or candidate that believes that it's right to have sodomite marriages when God destroyed two cities as a result of the sodomite lifestyle. It's an impossibility to vote for a party or for a candidate that believes that lying is all right and that stealing from those that are working is all right. It's an impossibility to vote for a candidate that believes that socialism, Marxism, and communism is okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, it deserves our prayerful attention in the days before us with what we're doing in the United States of America. But, ladies and gentlemen, the folks that I want to talk about today and encourage you to join in the dialogue and discussion, the focus that we want to look at today is not on the coronavirus or the Super Tuesday or the socialist Marxist presidential wannabes. Our nation now faces, ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate enemy that is undermining our core values of morals and ethics and fundamental faith in America. It is undermining the foundation of our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms, the 11th chapter and the 3rd verse, the scripture says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And that's a challenging question that begs to be asked and should be answered in a very forthright fashion. What can the righteous do if our foundations are destroyed? And I'm talking about our moral, ethical, faith foundations in America. It's based on our moral, ethical, faith foundations that America is built. It's based on our moral, ethical, faith foundations that's made America strong all of these years. We're a nation that is, Reagan called it, a shining city on a hill. And yet we're failing, ladies and gentlemen, today in being that city, shining city on a hill. The Bible is very, very clear. When a nation turns against God, when a nation rejects God's word, when a nation basically divorces itself from God, a nation is already on the plummeting fall with the foundations having been destroyed. And I'll just give a little precursor to where we want to go, and that is that we have banned the Bible. We've banned prayer. We've outlawed God. And then we wonder why we have national catastrophic events like swarms of locusts and hailstones and earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes. It's not because of weather change. It's not because of El Nino. It's not because of some climate change. It's not because of global warming. It's because God has wanted to get our attention to turn us back to God before our nation is destroyed and the foundations absolutely crumble. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a rapid movement today, a rapid movement of the LGBTQ agenda in America. And I don't know of anything else, ladies and gentlemen, if I can just punctuate my statement, I don't know of anything else that's has any greater potential of imploding America than the sodomite movement that is on a national level. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's the battle for the very soul of America, for the very moral, ethical foundation of America, the thing that's made America great. And here's an article ladies and gentlemen, says, gone too far? Drag queen lunacy and child abuse. And this article is written by a physician. In today's brave new world, imagine receiving a letter from the school principal about your only child. Quote, your son will not be home tonight. Your daughter will be home in a few days. End quote. Science deniers are teaching and molding our children. Regardless of the scientific data about genetics and biology, some folks, including our august politicians, contend that people can change genders. Science lesson number one, this doctor says, there are only two genders. The X chromosome or the Y chromosomes determine sex. With rare exceptions of random abnormalities, female is XX and male is XY. People who undergo surgery reassignment procedures do not become the opposite sex. They merely change their outward appearance. For several years, California law has allowed students to participate in sex-segregated school programs, activities, and facilities, including bathrooms, locker rooms, and athletic teams, consistent with their gender identity, regardless of the gender listed on their school's records. Privacy alert, this doctor says. When in gym classes, locker rooms, most high school girls don't want to undress in front of boys who identify as girls. With regard to safety and competitive fairness, biological males retain their natural advantage over female athletes despite testosterone hormone suppression. Ignoring reality, the House of Representatives passed the Equality Act. I've talked with you about that before. It was House Bill number 5 called the Equality Act. It passed with 240 votes in the U.S. House of Representatives. It's now waiting in the Senate with some 46 or 47 senators already signing on. And this doctor refers to that. U.S. House of Representatives passed the Equality Act, which requires schools to allow biological males to identify as girls to compete in female sports, ironically disadvantaging women. Now, here's the essence of the article, very briefly stated. Parents are left out of the equation as the government usurps their right and duty to raise their children. In Wisconsin, the guidance and policies of support transgender, non-binary, and gender-expansive students mandates that children of any age can transition to a different gender identity at school by changing their name, their pronouns, and without any parental notice or any parental consent at all. End quote. Further, this article says, going three steps further, California permits children to receive contraceptive hormones and abortions without parental consent based on the student's privacy, rights of privacy. Now, the California Teachers Association wants to extend student privacy to the provision of hormones to students. The provision of hormones to students who want to change their gender. Such a decision should not be within the purview of teachers, particularly when treating heart disease, stroke, diabetics, cancer, infertility, for what comes to be a phrase of manifestation of an unrelated emotional problem in a developing brain when a developing brain is at stake. Ladies and gentlemen, what that physician says is absolutely on target. We're watching that brainwashing take place. It is an absolute denial of true science. It's denial of what the Bible says. The Bible says, God's word says, that God created male and female, created he them. That's man and woman, ladies and gentlemen. We're created in the image of God for the very purpose of procreating, and the home being a microcosm of what heaven is like for the child of God, the mother, the father, that serves the Lord, to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not have departed from it, according to my Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're invited to dial that number, 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to jump in this dialogue and discussion today, we're talking about the undermining, the battle for the moral America. It's the battle for the moral foundations of America, if you will, please. We need to be very concerned and cognizant of what is taking place, and it's taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just something that's popped up yesterday. This is not a phenomenon that's just come out of the box yesterday. This is not something that has just taken place in a vacuum someplace. It's on the open agenda across America. with every state and most counties having already adopted a human rights ordinance. That's what some come up with to protect the sodomites from within the realm of some of the SOGIA laws, that sexual orientation and identity laws. We need to be aware, ladies and gentlemen, that it's like a juggernaut going across America today, and it's absolutely vacuuming in our kids at every age group from kindergarten K-5 through college and university level. If it doesn't frighten the socks off you as a parent or as a grandparent, I don't know whether you're in a closet or you're just absolutely dumb and burying your head in the sand as an ostrich and trying to deny the reality of what's happening. The only reason for the push, ladies and gentlemen, for the drag queen story hour, the push for the gender neutral recognition and the sexual identity is the recruitment of our youth, our sons and our daughters and our grandkids. It's the recruitment of our children, ladies and gentlemen, to demoralize and to destroy them and thus destroy the homes in America and around the globe, I might add. Here's an article that says, drag queens who want access to your children linked to Satanism and occult practices. Men who dress as women love and enjoy, for example, Halloween. And not just for the costuming opportunities, they often keenly attune to the dark spirits of the season, and they're willing to do those spirits' bizarre, depraved biddings. It's one more reason to keep vulnerable children away from homosexual gender indoctrination sessions like drag tutorials and parental excluded safe sex discussion at your local libraries. These wicked people are eagerly seducing and grooming children right under our eyes if we let them do so. That's the key, ladies and gentlemen, if we let them do so. Now listen, let me pause for a moment before reading some more in that article. I'm appalled to see video footages where parents will take their children to the local libraries or in the schools with toddlers, 2-year-olds and up, and place them in front of the drag queen performers and the parents sitting on the side. 99.9999%, the parents seated on the side watching their child being seduced by a drag queen are the mothers. And they will applaud and laugh and as though everything is all right, which will allow their children to be brainwashed into believing that it is okay. And it's a recruitment tool, ladies and gentlemen, of the sodomite agenda and lifestyle. This article says, drag queens are a scary presence for little kids. The young, the mesmerized faces, hearing the alleged inclusive lessons and watching the sexual gyrations tell the real story. Something strange in this neighborhood as youngsters get it. Even if their clueless parents giggle and nod alongside the corrupted librarians and those that are presenting the program. The truth is, gender benders, public readings, and sexualized performers are often influenced by an otherworldly realm. It turns out that many drag identifiers follow paganism, witchcraft, and Satanism. They don't even try to hide their close connections. For instance, in a recent tweet, the Church of Satan said, quote, "We can confirm that there are a lot of Satanist drag queens, and they are fabulous, aren't they?" End quote. The San Francisco-based Satanist temple is made up mostly of LGBTQ identifiers, even holding a pink mass at times. A movie made about the group is called Hail Satan, where the leaders say they'll fight Christian conservatives even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't get your attention, nothing will. We need to realize that we're in a battle. It's a demonic battle for the very foundation, the soul of America. And it's being fought out in the hearts and the minds and the lives of those that are being deluded by this gender bender identity, this fluid gender approach. In fact, I believe the latest reading that I had on that subject, the gender identity crowd, the LGBTQ crowd, the sodomite pushers, said there are about 72 different genders. In fact, it's gotten to the point if a professional in the medical profession or a professional in the academic realm were to say there are only two genders, they're summarily fired, summarily suspended, summarily removed, or demoted in their positions. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as being neutral on this issue anymore. There's a need for us to recognize that this sexual identity group, the LGBTQ agenda, is for the recruitment of our sons and our daughters and taking them hostage, destroying their lives, and thus undermining the very foundation of American life and the morals, the faith, and the future for our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. Sex offender defends his child porn collection by claiming he identifies as an 8-year-old girl. Here's the article. A 45-year-old convicted sex offender in Michigan attempted to get a break on child pornography-related charges by claiming his identity as an 8-year-old girl. Joseph Godbrick was arrested in 2018 after police found a missing 17-year-old girl from Ohio in his Grand Rapids home. During their investigation following the arrest, authorities also found a collection of child pornography on his computer depicting 8-year-old children, some 5-year-olds and younger, being sexually assaulted. At his sentencing, Godbrick told the court that he has always identified as a young girl. Quote, I've always been an 8-year-old girl, he said, as he told the court before he was sentenced. And even my drawings and fantasies, I have always been an 8-year-old girl. Ladies and gentlemen, he needs a shrink, if you want to call it that. He needs to put in a nut ward. He needs to be put in a rubber room someplace. But that's his identification. And that could only happen, ladies and gentlemen, at this current time in the degraded, degenerated, demoralization, decline in America, where there is the supposed multiple sexual identities. As I said a moment ago, some have said as high as 72 different sexual genders. When God said that he created male and female, created he them. Ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the scripture, you understand that the Bible says, know this also in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men will be lovers of selves, lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. And ladies and gentlemen, that identifies where we are today. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what the Word of God says. God's Word said it, that settles it, whether we understand it, whether we agree to it, whether we recognize it or not. And we're in that declension today, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching the bombardment of the foundation of faith and God and country being absolutely attacked today from every level. And as I'll talk a little later in this broadcast today, it's coming from the academic world. It's coming from the medical professional world. It's coming from the political world. It is inundating us and pushing the very nation to the very breaking point morally, ethically, and politically as a result of it. This is the reason I watch with great clarity the candidates running for president on the socialist, Marxist, Democratic platforms. Each and every one of them, without any exception, every one of them, stand for murder by way of abortion, stand for and applaud with and push policies for the LGBTQ sodomite community. If nothing else, ladies and gentlemen, I would say that alone would be the criteria by which every Christian listening today should say no to any one of the Marxist, socialist, communist, democratic, wannabe presidential candidates. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a serious subject today. We're talking about the battle for the foundation of moral America. We're talking about the unfurling, the unthreading, the corrosion and the corroding of our moral ethical foundations for faith, family, and the future of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 1-minute break at the top of the hour. Don't turn your dial. Hang in there. After the news, we'll be right back with Let's Face the Issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.